from 95BFM, it's Friday Live, thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.
All right, in the studio right now, we've got Greg Malcolm and Jenny Ward. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Playing tonight at the Audio Foundation, of all places.
Yes, playing at the Audio Foundation. Three duos, Jenny and Jade, myself and Stefan Neville, aka Pumice, and also Jenny and I will be doing a duo set as well. Yep.
Is the last situation kind of what we're going to get a taste of right now? Or are you going to do your thing and you're going to do your thing? I don't want to put a label on it.
Greg's going to do his thing first of all, and then we're going to do the thing that we do together next.
Okay, great.
So I'll play one sort of instrumental thing, which is the sort of stuff that kind of Stefan and I are kind of like a ramshackled old time duo thing sometimes, and with electronics, and Jenny and I will do some Cutler songs. Yeah.
Can we preface exactly what is going on in your situation here, Greg? Because you've got what is it. Understatement, probably a prepared guitar on the ground, I think is the best way to put that.
Yep.
A Les Paul that's been had its foot on it many a time.
Yes, it's a fretless Les Paul. In fact, I modified that one on an access scheme many years ago for long-term unemployed when I thought I'd customise my guitar and pulled all the frets off. And it became completely useless for anything other than kicking on the floor, but it helped develop a kind of mini orchestra thing that I could tour with, because I can't expect anyone else to accept the conditions that I'm willing to accept.
But under your arm, you've got is that a White Falcon?
That's yes. Like,
is it Nash or Crosby? Which one played that from Crosby, Stills and Nash?
Was it Crosby who played this? But a lot of people have played
them. Right, it's a beautiful guitar. Cool. I noticed you haven't prepared that one too much, just with a couple of cameras.
No,
and you're
no.
Dangling some kind of needle over the strings.
Yes, someone made a joke about that when I brought this guitar.
Are you going to fuck that one up?
Yeah. Eugene Chamberlain wrote to me and he says, are you going to stick that one on the floor?
That's not that type of guitar, is it?
No. I got it second hand off Trade Me, but it's a very nice guitar. It's Japanese made, but it's a White Falcon, and
yeah,
I love it. It's good for lots of different styles, really versatile.
Right. Of course, you play surf in Surfing USSR, massive, big fans of Surfing USSR here in the drive show, so this is a real treat to have you in the studio. I will move the microphones into a better spot and then let you guys sort of take it away.
Okay, so the first one I'm going to play is just like with the needle. So yeah, I didn't explain what I'm doing, but I've just got a little bit of string in my mouth and the needle dangling on the guitar, which sort of jumps around and makes for this sort of random sound kind of like that, and bounces off the strings. It's quite nice because it's a completely acoustic effect. I'm interested in that sort of cause and effect thing. I like to be able to see how the sounds are made, even if it's someone just rubbing their face down glass or something. I kind of like to be able to, I like cause and effect.
It's strangely consistent but inconsistent at the same time as well.
It's erratic, it just bounces around, but yeah. So, and I'm going to play a Rumbetica tune up first, which is music from the Greek Hashtians. And I've been playing these a lot at home, and just had a recording session last night to try and record some of these. So hopefully, I'm on form.
Thank you.
had a funny sound through that other amp. There we go. It's a lead.
It's so nice you don't want
to Cool. And I'll just take these off. I got a couple of capos on there, so I'll just whip those off and get ready for the next one. For which I need a pick, which I have in my pocket. Not too much mucking around.
John, have you got a pick in your pocket?
Keeping it professional. Yeah, there we go.
Just got a USB. With
yeah, probably would.
It would. It would.
It would.
Yep. I can make music out of anything.
Exactly.
My skill. That needs to go up. Okay, next tune is Niver Cutlick tune called Sleepy Old Snake.
And this is a song by Ivor Cutler, and Greg and I are playing some songs by Ivor Cutler. He's a Scottish poet, and yeah, he's great and we really like him, so here's some of his songs. Thank you.
Yo.
Thanks.
Oh, what a beaut. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, we love that song.
Are his poems to music, or do you put the music to the poem?
He plays, accompanies himself with harmonium, so they're often sort of droney songs. It's from a record called Velvet Donkey.
Fantastic.
And I'm a big fan. He's actually the second most played artist on John Peel's radio show. Second only behind The Fall. But he's a special sort of almost distant from humanity. Some sort of quality about him that I'm particularly fond of, and when we were in Norway for a while, and we played a collection of his songs in different places because they just seemed to suit us. In fact, I've been listening to him for years and years and years, and then it was only about sort of 5 years ago that I thought I'd try, actually give it a go and try playing some things. And Jenny and I always had trouble finding things to play together, but these seem to work. Yeah. So we might play, I don't know if we've got time for another one. Should we do one more?
Yes,
yeah. Yep, okay. One more. Okay.
Baby sits in a rusty high chair waiting for her father's head. Turned away yesterday. Well, then she flipped her carrots to the floor. Baby sits in the rusty bathtub waiting for her mother's head to turn away.
Inconsequential. Really? Can a song really end there? It's like, I love that about it.
Yeah, perfect. Well, it teases it twice along the way.
So. Yeah.
All right, very nice.
Cool. Hey, well, thanks very much. And can we do another little push for tonight at the Audio Foundation? A really great lineup. Stephen and I did a record some time ago on Feed and Tube Records, about a year ago, I think that was. We work really nicely as a duo, and Jenny and I are doing some cutler stuff. And Jenny and Jade, who are fabulous too, yeah.
What time is kickoff down there? 8 o'clock, so.
Get along very shortly, 8 o'clock down at the Audio Foundation. And how much on the door? What's the damage, do we know?
I don't know, I think it's 10, but I'm not too sure. I think it's 10.
The price of a beer.
Yeah,
look. It'll be
well worth it, we guarantee. Yep. Thank you so much, Greg and Jenny. What a treat.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Yeah, that's cool.
Anytime.
Friday Live on 95 BFM. Thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.